I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah
is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Aggies look to right the ship as they welcome UNLV to Logan for a Mountain West Conference showdown. Your home for all the play-by-play action is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The show is always brought to you by G2G Bars, all natural ingredients, no preservatives, plenty of protein. Scott, you know what I did this weekend?
No, I don't.
Ordered some off of the old Costco website.
Oh, look at you.
Because they have my peanut butter, coconut, chocolate on there.
Oh, that's a popular one. Peanut butter, coconut, chocolate is popular.
You can find them at Costco, or as my mom says, Costco's. You can get it at Costco's. All right. Costco, Holiday Oil, Maverick. Am I missing anybody? Associated Foods? You get them at the Harmons, yeah. So
7-Eleven.
And if you don't get them, yeah, select 7-Elevens. If you don't have them at your refrigerated part of your own supermarket, start bugging them about it. G2G Bars, local company. Give them some props. But they also taste fantastic. Here's what we're going to do, Scott.
They're good.
So Texas and Oklahoma are likely to remain in the Big 12 this year and next year at least, okay? 2024 is going to be the earliest time they can go to the SEC, it looks like. Otherwise, they're going to have to pay huge penalties. 14 teams are going to be in the Big 12, the newcomers next year, plus Texas and Oklahoma. Now, it's nice to be able to get them for that 1 year. It's fine. I just wondered, it just made me think over the weekend, what is college football going to look like? In the next 10 years, what is this place going to look like? Are these games going to be, are we going to be interested? Here's something that needs to happen. You need to stop having crappy football games. If you're going to go to a top tier of college football, and everybody's talking about how the Big Ten and the SEC, the Big Ten and the SEC need to grow a pair, and say, we're going to play our conference schedule, and whatever a 12-team playoff looks like, maybe that means your regular season is shortened a little bit. You know what you don't need to do? I don't need to see how you do against Arkansas Pine Bluff. I don't need to see how you do against the Citadel. I don't think that Fordham is a team that you need to be playing this weekend. I'm so sick of these garbage FCS games. And I get it. And I know here locally, and that's not me saying that.
Do you really get it, though? I mean, you know why those games are played.
Yeah.
Why?
There's an economic situation for these.
No.
What? It's to get your players some...
Pad your schedule.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right. So
There's no reason to pad a schedule with a 12-team playoff.
Right.
Just freaking play the games and win.
There may be a little...
Pad your schedule. Then what's the point? You get two wins against teams that don't matter.
Okay. Here's what I think. I think that you ask, where do you think college football will be in 10 years? Right where it is right now. That's where I think it'll be.
Which is
the people that are in power are still going to be in power. The SEC is still going to have the SEC and the Big Ten generally are going to be the two conferences that compete for a team winning a national championship.
I'm interested to see where the money is going to take the game too. For the players' perspective, where the money's going to take them, where the TV money's going to take these conferences. And then on top of all that, like in my mind, I think the biggest thing, the thing that will be the biggest change we're going to see is the college football playoff. I think they'll probably even expand it.
I don't think so.
Beyond 12, I think you can get to 16.
So here's where I think that expanding the college football playoffs is probably similar to padding your schedule. I'm just telling you, like there aren't more recruits now, just because they changed the structure of. There aren't more teams, still the same teams, but what they're saying is there's money in an expanded college football playoffs. So why don't we just take the? We're going to get some other teams. They're never going to win a championship, but we'll let them kind of be a part of this so we can get more money. Because the teams that win and go and play for national championships where there's extra money, but it's also about creating conferences that have the most interest, they realize that if you want to win a national championship, if you want to be a good program, you have to go undefeated. And if you have a brutal schedule, the way it's designed today.
I know that.
Okay. But what I'm saying is down the road they go, fine, we'll expand it. But it's not going to change anything because we're still going to be better. We may lose a game during the season. We may lose two games during the season.
Then I'd prefer
that. It doesn't matter, but it's not. The same teams are going to win national championships. That's not going to change. It's not going to change because the money that they have will allow them to recruit in a way that they're still recruiting. They're still going to get the players. That's not going to change. And so they're still going to be the powerful teams. And yeah, maybe in a blue moon, in a blue moon, someone might just show up and beat everyone. But I think in general, college football is not going to change. Not going to change from where it is right now. It'll be fun. I mean, it'll be fun to watch. You're going to have better games. You're going to have more competition.
Does it seem like it's more this year? I don't know if the numbers really bear it out, but it just seems like there's more garbage games.
Right
like,
now?
Yes.
1,000%.
I'm watching. And here's the thing that's funny is UCLA goes, and we get to play that garbage game this weekend against South Alabama. And then they end up winning by a point, right? But this happens. And I'm not saying, look, FCS teams, I think it was it North Dakota or was it South Dakota? Jeremy, which was the one that just snapped their FBS? Like Arizona just beat them, North Dakota State. Arizona beat them, and that was the first time that they had lost against an FBS team since 2009. That's how good South Dakota State is, or yeah. North Dakota State?
North Dakota.
North Dakota State? Either way, bottom line is there are obviously good programs out there. Jay Hill just beat the crud out of Utah State last week. And you know what? Great, good for them. College football, I don't want to have these weekends where I'm watching. It's been three now in a row. And then sprinkled throughout the year, you're going to see garbage games played by a lot of these teams.
That's why I was bored. Let's get into conference play. It's more exciting. There's something on the line.
I know. Let's play Colorado, man. Jeez. Let's get to something fun.
Last game of the year.
Is it there in Boulder, too?
Yep.
Have fun.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Have fun, Scott.
Actually, it might even be on Saturday.
That's not the Friday, right? It's a Saturday.
It might even be a Saturday. Anyway,
Jeremy's going to effort during the break here. All right. Still looking into it. We'll take the break here when we come back. Hey, you'll be able to hear from Devin Kaufusi, our Players Club, coming up right around the corner here. You want to hear how they did. Oh, let me give out those. Let's do it. Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Weekend. If you heard it this morning on DJ and PK, be caller number 12 right now, 575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE. 801-575-9663. Tell us what the play that they gave out today on DJ and PK was for their Play of the Weekend. I'm feeling generous too. Maybe I'll throw out a little bit of a thingy. What's it called? A little bit of a tip, a little clue here.
Would you like maybe just something really positive before we go to break?
Yeah, I thought giving something out was going to be positive.
Oh, here's another one you'll like.
Okay, let me hear it.
BYU is in the top of the standings for independent schools in the country.
I can't wait.
Tied with Liberty.
I can't wait for Phil Steele to come out with his all independent team, and they have a fourth team on there. Fourth team all independent. If not everybody on the team makes one of the teams of Phil Steele's all independent team, then I'll be disappointed. 801-575 zone. That's 801-575-9663. Tell us what it is. The tip is, oh boy, this one has some religious background to it. This one has some religious implications. Not the ones you're thinking of, the positive ones. Stay with us. More to go. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.